At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stone.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Rothman and Ice. I'm Matty Ice, across from me on the board, doing his thing per usual. Is our guy CB, and to my left, I got a former Buckeye wide receiver and a Grey Cup MVP by the name of Devere Posey Depot. Welcome back. Welcome back. How you been, my man?
Man, it's been way too long. What's up, Columbus? That midday lunch drive?
Yeah, man.
I'm excited to be back, man. I love this segment. I love AR, but AR, I love filling in for you.
I'm sure.
I got to be honest.
AR loves having you in, man. AR taking some well-deserved time off. Hope everybody's having a nice start to their day. Got a nice show lined up for you guys. 12:33, we're going to move Adam Schefter to today instead of Wednesday, 1:33. We're going to talk to Brian Hedger, who covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for the Dispatch. Had some breaking news pop off yesterday when we left. We'll get into that here in a few moments as well. Then at 2:33, our friend Tom Luganbill, ESPN college football and recruiting analyst, will hop on. And just a reminder, if you ever miss anything from our show, wherever you get your podcast, just go ahead and type in Rothman and Ice. Our interviews, all of our segments, everything that we do from noon to three will be available for you there. And again, that's Rothman and Ice. We got a giveaway today, Depot. We got a nice little giveaway today because winner is going to receive a $50 gift card to Skyline. Skyline Chili is turning up the heat this summer with their hot mint cheese conies, your favorite Skyline conies made with a hot mint from Queen City Sausage. If you like spicy, you're going to love Skyline's new hot mint conies. Don't wait. Hot mint conies are only at participating restaurants for a limited time. So stick with us on that. Before we get rolling, Depot, how was Father's Day? How did the weekend treat you, man?
I felt like a king, man.
Good.
I felt like a king. It was awesome. My wife said, what do you want for Father's Day? I said, 36 holes of golf and no phone calls. If you could make that happen, she did that plus more.
Okay.
So it was a great Father's Day. The boys looked out, made sure I was right, got me some golf gear.
Okay.
Got me a golf organizer. Got me a range finder. So it's clicked up against the cart now. I feel official. You're legit. It's all white. Like, I feel like Pierce Brosnan and 007 in the snow just trying to get the pin. Like, it's crazy.
Well, see, you got the nice tan going. I can tell you've been out in the sun.
I've been out.
You've been out in the sun. 36 holes will do that to you. It'll do that to you. So you had a great Sunday that you had Father's Day. You got some golf in. I'm assuming you consumed a little bit of the U.S. Open, or at least saw the back end of that with Bryson bringing it home.
Yes.
Rory blowing out of there.
Big putt.
Huge putt. Rory blowing some putts down the stretch too. And then he sent out, I don't know if you saw a message, he sent out yesterday. He's going to take a few weeks off and step away from the game.
He got a lot going on.
He has a lot going on. It seems like he and the lady are trying to figure things out.
Yes.
So you got a young kid in the household as well. So wishing Rory well. And he said, we'll see him in a few weeks. So I'm glad you had a good weekend, man. And now here we are inside of this week where it's a sauna outside. So yeah, here we go.
It's crazy. Somebody wanted to play Wednesday. I said, man, I don't know. I only got nine. I mean, this has been scrambles, right? Like, I love scrambles. Invite me to all the scrambles. But at the same time, like, it prevents your golf, like, rhythm and getting better at what you're doing. You know, sometimes you need to come back off a bad shot. Sometimes you need a good second shot. But it's like, it's okay. I'll participate. But I got to get back to the rhythm.
I'm sure the game's getting better, knowing you.
It's getting better, man.
I'm sure it's getting better. You're a master of your craft.
It's a roller coaster.
It's a wild game. It's an absolutely wild game. Speaking of wild, we've had some wild years going on for our Columbus Blue Jackets over the last few seasons. And news came down yesterday after our show that the Blue Jackets and, at the time, head coach Pascal Vincent, they're going to part ways. They let go of Coach Vincent. Yeah. He was thrown into a tough situation, right? I mean, Depot, you are aware of the story that came out with Coach Babcock and how, you know, he and some of the players at the time, at the very early portion of his hiring, it was bad. And they didn't have the chemistry there just based off of some of the things that were coming out about some things that he was looking to do or wanted to find out about guys. Some guys weren't vibing out with that too well. So then you get handed the steering wheel, that being Pascal Vincent, right before the season starts. And then when you get into the season, you had a bunch of hiccups come along the way. And, you know, as being a professional athlete, that I think you look around, you know, just different realms of sports, no matter what league that we're talking about, usually you'll find the teams that are having a lot of the success have consistency from the top down. And for the Blue Jackets, unfortunately, that hasn't been the case. There was a report last week from The Athletic that Don Waddell, the new GM, and Coach Vincent, they met for a few hours. I'm not surprised, Depot, that they decided to go a different way, because a lot of times we see when there's a regime change, the people in power, they're going to want their people to come in and have the same vision. Not that Coach Vincent couldn't have the same vision, but I don't really see or remember seeing a lot of new ownerships come in or a new GM come in and stick with the same guy. A lot of times there are tweaks in sports because you want to get on to something new and just give everybody a clean runway. So I'm assuming that was the case. The record that Coach Vincent racked up last year, that's not really on him. I mean, we know what was going on. The defense has been bad the last couple of years. You got a couple guys that you're paying a whole bunch of money that haven't been consistent either. So now here we are, and that's the thing I'm looking for now, is hopefully over the next 2 to 3 years, we can start feeling consistency and stability both up in the front office and on the ice for the Jackets, because that's how you get things rolling in the right direction.
Absolutely. I mean, anytime a new GM comes in, you know they want to have their guy coaching their team. It just helps. It extends your life as a general manager, having that guy there, the new guy. And unfortunately, you know, it's just tough for Pascal to be thrown in this situation. He was kind of repairing some things from the last time. And for the Blue Jackets to go through three head coach in 14 months, it's been a lot of change. Like let's think about the player's perspective and the guys that we're drafting, this young core that we have. And when you're putting these guys with different voices, you need somebody that's going to be there that meshes with this young team, that meshes with these new general managers and these new owners, and that it's the long-term plan. Like Pascal, he might not have been a long-term plan. No draws against him. Can't draw any conclusions. You know, he's a great guy. He just was put in a bad situation. And so when you're really thinking on it, Maddie, and the way I'm looking at it is, what's best for the longevity of these players in this organization?
And that's the job now of everybody in charge, starting with Don Waddell, the new general manager, right? Is that he's got his team of people that it's either done. I don't know if the staff is done, or he may be still tweaking all of that at the time. I haven't heard much about the assistants yet and whether those guys are going to be retained or not. I'm sure we'll find that news out. But just for the Jackets as a franchise, you just have to stop going down this road. You mentioned the amount of coaches that have been cycled through over the last couple of years. I mean, since the 2019 season, where we had a lot of fun watching them go into the postseason and do some good things, it's been way too inconsistent, both on the ice, both on the bench with the coaches, and up in the front office with some of the decisions that have been made. So now we're entering a summer here to where there's a ton of moving pieces. So we got the draft. Yep. Have to figure out who's going to be the new head coach. You got to figure out this Line A trade situation now. And you mentioned the young core. That is something I think everybody should be excited about, because there seems to be some promise on that roster with the guys like Fantilli and some others that look like they're going to be good players. But there's so much to do now, and hopefully we won't be having this conversation summer after summer after summer, right, where you're talking about either finding a new head coach, or some guy, one of the best players, wants to go elsewhere. Whatever it is that we've been dealing with the last couple of years, this fan base deserves so much better. We talked to the new GM, Don Waddell, on the show a few weeks ago, and I asked him about some traits that he looks for in a head coach, and here was his response.
I won't ask you specifically about Coach Vincent, but I do want to ask you specifically about the head coach position and maybe some traits that you would like a head coach to have. What do you look for from that guy?
Yeah, certainly he's got to be able to have control of the locker room. You know, he's got to get the players on the same page. You know, not all the players get treated equally, because some play 20 minutes, some play 13 minutes, but they all have to be in together for us to have success as a team. So you got to manage, you know, while you're coaching, you're also managing your players because of that reason. You know, you got different guys that have different values of the team. Doesn't mean one's more important than others, but, you know, some guys are just going to get better playing time and power play, all that. So that's number one. The players have to respect your coach. And how do you get the respect as a coach? It's how you handle discipline with the players and preparing the players for not only training camp and the start of the season. You know, to me, you got to be a good communicator and a listener at the same time, because players today's day are different than players were 20 years ago. Players have to know where they stand. Used to be back, like I say, 20, 25 years ago, the coach would have to communicate because the player knew where he was because of how much money is being paid. Today, that's much different because money is so big with all the players. So the coach has to be able to communicate with that player, tell the player exactly what he needs out of that player to be successful. And if those communications are open, usually you have success with, between that player and coach.
So not only, look, that's obviously one of the elephants in the room amongst many, but another one too is one of the most important positions out there on the ice, and that's the goaltending situation. I mean, we're watching right now, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky, goalie Bob, he's a few periods away from winning a cup tonight, and he's been tremendous outside of the last game where they had to pull him. But, you know, throughout this postseason run, Depot, he's been awesome. That's such a key to what this franchise needs moving forward, is what type of guy you're going to have in the net. Is Elvis going to be the guy, or is that going to be a guy that you can move? He's got a tricky contract situation with the money. He has not played well the last couple of years. We asked him about the goaltending situation, whether or not he has that type of dude in net right now.
So you know this better than anybody. Goalies can go up and down in this league. Number one goalies aren't handed away. Do you feel like you have a true number one goalie?
Great question. I'll answer it this way. 4 years ago, I tried to trade for Elvis. This guy was, I think, on a course to be pure starter for sure. We know what happened in his personal life. We also know that he's got 3 years left on a contract. And I said, it's my job to make sure we put every resource we can to see if we can get Elvis back to where he was. If we don't do that as an organization, we fail, I fail. Now, it may not work, it may work, but that's got to be our number one goal, to put all the time and energy into that to try to make sure that we do our job on that part.
Massive summer coming up for the Blue Jackets. We're going to talk to Brian Hedger more at 1:33 about just everything that this franchise has to figure out in the coming months. But coming up, what does Jim Tressel and Urban Meyer think about the current roster Coach Day and his staff have put together? You'll hear from them next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio Sports Desk.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Rothman and Ice, the number one rated midday show in Columbus.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, welcome back in. Matty Ice, got my man Devere Posey, the former Buckeye wide receiver, in the house. Hope you guys are having a nice start to your Tuesday. Let me tell you about the Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game, because it is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitnick? And it is presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force, Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State football players versus former Ohio State football players. The captains are Cardale Jones for the former players and Emeka Egbuka for the current players. Tickets are only $10, and they are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. Again, tickets are only $10, and they are available at BuckeyeCruise.com. Depot, you put me on to a show called The Gentleman.
Excellent.
On Netflix, and I ripped through that. It was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. Did you ever watch the movie?
It's called The Movie?
No, The Gentleman.
Oh, I'm sorry,
because it pops up with like a couple of the episodes when they end at the bottom. It'll say like you may like or whatever. And there's a movie called The Gentleman. I didn't know that. I haven't watched.
It's the same storyline.
It's the same storyline.
It's pre or post?
This is pre.
Oh, I got to watch it.
You got to tap into that. But you put me on to The Gentleman.
I got to watch it.
I don't know if you've watched Your Honor or not.
So I've watched Your Honor and I've got to like mid season and then something else took my attention.
Oh man.
But Your Honor is solid.
Okay, good. I need you to run through the finish line with that.
I got to get to the finish line.
Run through the finish line with that. It's two seasons on Netflix. I don't know if they're making a third season. I just put my parents on it at this weekend and it seems like they're pretty interested too. So if you need something new to watch, I've been telling everybody for like the last week to watch Your Honor because it's incredible. Bryan Cranston, we know him. Walter White from Breaking Bad. The dude is just an absolute stud.
Yeah.
You know, in front of
Malcolm
the camera.
In the middle.
Absolutely, right? So he's all of that. But the cast is awesome. The storyline is really, really good. We're going into a fall season here to where the expectations are sky high for this Buckeye football team. And we all know it. They all know it. Everybody around the college football world is talking about this team and the potential that they have. Our guy, Adam King from 10TV, had a chance to catch up with a couple of the legendary coaches that have coached at The Ohio State University and Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel. And here are their thoughts on the roster and some things that they've seen so far from Ohio State.
But as of now, this is one of the most talented rosters in the last decade, maybe ever. I mean, that's a big statement. They got to play, but you look at the quality of athlete at every position, I've never seen anything like it.
And I don't know if I've ever seen that many great players in that building all at once. Every position, every place you turned. And so Ryan's done a great job. Ohio State has done a great job.
Think about what we just heard there.
Yeah.
You had two guys that have accomplished it all.
Yep.
That essentially said the same thing, that they haven't seen a roster like this suit up in the Scarlet and Gray.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying a lot coming from two guys that have coached some really, really, really good players at The Ohio State University. So that's eye-opening there, that Tress and Urban have been over there. I know you've been over there, and you've seen how these guys have worked, and they're walking out of these practices or training sessions or whatever it may be, thinking to themselves, at least it sounds like to me, they have all the goods to get it done this year.
Man, when you hear those guys, men of their stature, speak on that, one, what speaks out to me is the overwhelming support for Ryan Day and the hard work that he's put in and the traits that he embodies from both coaches, right? I mean, Ryan Day is his own man by all means, but he's embraced both guys in their past ways and doing things. Just for example, the way he recruits reminds me of Urban. The way he's implementing special teams from a group standpoint, kind of getting rid of the special teams head coach. It's the way that Tressel kind of took that approach where other position coach looks over special teams. So I love that. Hats off to those guys, giving Ryan Day his credit for building that roster. And then two, the supporting coaching staff that you put around these great players. That has taken a level up this offseason, too, in being able to put those guys in. Because those guys put in crazy work, right? Like you're talking about on the defensive side of the ball, they're working, they're recruiting, the schemes, the schematics that are in place for these great players, that's going to help this team also. And to me, the last missing ingredient is how unselfish can this group be, right? Like you look at a team like Boston, and you might say, hey, Jason Tatum didn't play at that level. But to win a championship, Matty, people have to put the team first. And it has to start from the beginning of the year. It has to start from everybody realizing we are a great group, but how can we give more to achieve more, right? And for those guys to take that mindset into this year, which I believe they all have the individual accolades, they all will, you know, most of the guys, some of the bigger names, some of the starters will play in the league and some of the backups will play in the league. That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got the bread with the NIL stuff. That's already in place. You guys got the personal brand. That's going. How much more can we sacrifice for this Buckeye team, this 2024 team, to not only be preseason all-world, but to be postseason all-world and to be holding up that ball, you know, that golden trophy. So how much can this group give for the better of the team?
It's good stuff. I think that's great insight there from the former player, because that's one thing I wanted to pick your brain on is, as a player and as a team,
yeah,
when you have the world telling you how great you are mm-hmm. before you accomplish anything, right, yep. as far as this season. There's mm-hmm. a track records with a lot of these guys that we know are studs and going to be monsters probably this year. But take us inside the mindset inside a locker room of a team that has to kind of push out some of that noise. It's great to hear, mm-hmm. but you also don't want to kind of, if you will, get fat mentally, I would assume, off of these things, because maybe that can get you caught up in some situations. Talk to us about how you think they should handle all of the noise and the positivity that's coming their way before we've even kicked off a game yet.
I believe, you know, this team sat in front of a screen, a lot of these guys in this group sat in front of a screen and watched them get voted in to the Final Four when they had to play Georgia, and they felt relieved. They watched Michigan, a team that was their only loss, go and win a national championship.
Yep.
This team knows what they have to achieve to be where they want to be. I don't really think the added hype is doing anything to these guys. These guys are steel-minded. They've gone through so much adversity, and like we talk about, knocking on the door, being almost there. Like, as a player, when you go through those things, you know what that journey looks like to get to that point. You know what that journey looks like just to have a chance, just to have a drive to go win a national championship. Right. You know how much work has to be put in, Maddie. Mm-hmm. And these guys know. They are fully aware. They're blocking out all the outside noise, and they are locked in on what they need to do to accomplish this job. And that's the benefits of having a team with experience, having a team with older guys. They can police themselves from inside the locker room. Mm-hmm. And I really believe they will do that.
Look at the team that won it all last year.
Yep.
You mentioned experience. That's exactly what Michigan had. They had the combination of talent mm-hmm. and they had guys that you just alluded to that can go out there and they know what it takes week in and week out.
Yeah.
You flip the page to the 2024 college football season, and I think that's exactly what Ohio State has, but I think it's even amplified even more. Because I think the high-end talent that Ohio State has,
there's some Ferraris in the lot
there.
Over there.
Right. You can pull out of the lot and hit the freeway and zoom past a lot of people. And I think Ohio State is going to have that chance. Georgia's going to be there for a lot of people, but mm-hmm. you're talking about splitting hairs going into the season. Our friends over at Bet365, they've got Georgia at plus 325, Ohio State's at plus 450. All that's going to figure itself out. They're going to be in the college football playoff. I think it's just one of those things to where you just hope that the health will be on their side, right? Mm-hmm. And they can get to that in those end scenarios of the season mm-hmm. and have your heavy hitters available. Because if that is the case, I don't think this team's going to face too much resistance this year. We're going to have that banger of a game against Oregon, which is going to be a great test, especially on the road. But when we talk about postseason play, I think you brought up a great point just as far as the experience, because I think at that point in time, that's when that can show itself, right? Where you got to slow your mind down and slow your heart rate down and all those type of things.
There will be tests. I mean, and Buckeye fans, listen, like I want you guys to get comfortable with the reality that this team will be tested. Their depth will be tested. Their defensive schematics will be tested. Their offense ability to put up points will be tested. And their special teams are going to be tested. But you know what? Having an answer and being a great team and a championship team, You got the cheat code. You got the answers to the test. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's what the key is that depth. And then just the carrot on top of that as a college football fan and covering media, we get to see a unique season, right, Maddie? Like, we've never seen expanded college football playoffs. We've never seen people play in other people's stadiums for a playoff spot to win a chance at a chip. And you have that long season, right? To say what we're saying this team is going to go win 17 games, you know, around that
in number. That window,
in that window. And so you got to go deep. How do we handle these blowouts early? Does Julian say in? Does Devin Brown get looks? Or are we going to go and see? Are we just going to let, you know, Brandon Ennis and the boys, you know, run the second half?
A lot of questions.
You know, so.
A lot of questions.
We got the depth. Let's just play it right. Let's temper it right.
Should be a fun year. Absolutely fun year. When we come back, we'll go around the NFL with our guy, Adam Schefter. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With ESPN's Adam Schefter.
Sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Welcome back in. Matty Ice got Devere Posey, the former Buckeye wide receiver, filling in for AR today. Going to use the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and bring on our guy, Adam Schefter, the ESPN senior NFL insider. Schefter, hope you had a nice Father's Day. How you feeling today?
Matty Ice, Devere, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for asking. Let's start down in Cincinnati. Had a little news come out about T. Higgins, so please update that. Kind of a two-parter here, Schefty. Maybe, if you will, like, put a percentage chance on this situation that both parties figure out a long-term deal before the deadline comes up for that contract.
Not expecting it. Again, anything always could happen and things change. But that would be a surprise if they got T. Higgins done with a long-term deal. I was told it was a long shot to happen. Long shot is probably a fair way of characterizing it, and long shots every now and then do come in, so you don't rule anything out, but I don't think it's likely that that deal is going to happen.
That's amazing. Adam, man, I want to just go to you on some of the OTAs and the rookies that are performing well. I'm hearing through the grapevine that Marvin Harrison, our guy, our Buckeye, has established himself early as the number one wide receiver, and it's been clear this spring. And also, I ran into Terry McLaurin at a golf event here in Columbus, you know, this week, and I asked him, I said, Terry, you know, what's it been like having Jaden Daniels at the helm? Like, what kind of player has he been? And he was like, man, it's a different feeling. So in particular, those two guys, Jaden Daniels and Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, well, first, in regards to Marvin, like, you know, you would figure that he would look great. I mean, why wouldn't he look great in minicamp? No pads on, 7-on-7 drills. You know, the guy's got great hands. He's fast. He's big. He's all those things. So, look, you know, I still believe that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a great receiver. But, again, that would be an upset if he didn't look great in minicamp. So I'd be surprised. Like, how many times have you heard during 7-on-7, during OTAs for rookie, this guy hasn't looked good? Have you ever heard that about a first-round pick, ever? I don't think I ever have, ever. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, let me also say, there are times, I mean, I've had players say to me that they get on the field, and maybe you had this happen with yourself, Devere, where you get on the field and you look at this first-round pick, you're like, this guy was the one? Wow. Like, doesn't look all that impressive. But that nobody really says that publicly. I've never heard, you know, somebody say, I can't believe this team used this pick on this guy in the first round. Like, if that ever were to come out, that would be the first time I've ever heard something like that. You know, that's one thing. You know, Marvin, you know, has star written all over him. So it would be a surprise if he were. And I guess the same is true of Jaden Daniels. Like, you know, they're not doing anything much. The guy, you know, has tremendous ability. I remember front office executives telling me that Jaden Daniels had a chance to be Lamar Jackson 2.0. That was the comparison I heard from more than one general manager and head coach. So, you know, Terry McLaurin should feel like that. And if he didn't, it would be an upset. But, Devere, I'm going, how many years were you in the league altogether?
Four.
Okay. Did you ever go to camp and look at a one or even a two and be like, huh, don't see that?
It's happened maybe one or two times. But, you know, that happens with, like, the second and third round picks. But sometimes, you know, first rounders are put in position to be successful. So I have to agree with you there.
Yeah. So, you know, that's the way that kind of goes. But Marvin should be a star. Jaden should be a star. And let's see if they can keep it up.
ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joining us here on The Fan. You know, Schefty, Depot hit you up about Jayden Daniels, and there was a headline that came out, you know, yesterday that involved Jayden Daniels, but also included Brandon Ayuk, the 49ers wide receiver. And one of the quotes that came out of that exchange was, "They don't want me back," meaning the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Is that true based off of what you're hearing, or do you think maybe this is a receiver being just a little bit dramatic?
Well, first and foremost, I want to commend Jayden Daniels, because not only has he impressed Terry McLaurin, but he's doing my job, too, and getting information from me. That is really, I mean, that guy right now is the leader for Rookie of the Year. And from that standpoint, Rookie of the Year insider, Rookie of the Year quarterback, it's pretty impressive, the multiple skills that he's demonstrating here. But look, here's the deal. The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, you know, they've had lots of contract talks. The 49ers, I can tell you that Brandon Ayuk is not accurate in that statement. The 49ers absolutely want him back. The problem is, at what price do they want him back, right? And so the wide receiver market has kind of exploded here recently. It's gone up dramatically, and the offers and deals have been higher, I believe, than what the 49ers have offered Brandon Ayuk. So Brandon Ayuk is taking what the 49ers have offered, and he's saying, well, the fact that they're not willing to, you know, pay me like Justin Jeff, they don't want me here. No, that's not true. They do want them there, but they want them there at a certain number that they believe is fair. And so the two sides have not come close to an agreement in recent weeks, and because of that, Brandon Ayuk is a little hurt and rejected and dejected, and so he's speaking out to insider Jayden Daniels, and you're getting that information. It's, you know, he feels like their offers, I think the more appropriate way is, their offers haven't made me feel like I'm wanted here. That's fair. To say that they don't want him there, that would be incorrect.
Yeah, so, Schefty, I wanted to ask you, just from your perspective, that these NFL tampering charges that came down here recently on the Falcons and the Eagles, and it just feels like, you know, with recruiting in college, there's always going to be communication about potential landing spots for your football future. I mean, this stuff happens all the time, and this slap on the wrist. Like, what's your whole perspective on this, and how this does it really hurt the game?
Well, you know, here's the deal. There's tampering that goes on every year, and I do believe actually that it has been scaled back. You know, and teams are talking to agents, and agents are talking to teams, and you know, they're trying to see if there's something there or not. The issue here is that in the case of the Falcons, there was documented evidence of Kirk Cousins having direct contact with Falcons officials before he had signed and before he's allowed to. They could speak to his agent. They could work out a deal. They could agree to a deal. He's not allowed to sign that deal until that Wednesday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. And until that time, you, Devere Posey, is a free agent. You, Kirk Cousins, is a free agent. You are not allowed to have direct contact with that team. And there was evidence that he did have direct contact with that team. Now, you could say it didn't matter. You know, decisions made. He already announced the agreement. All that's true, too. But the fact of the matter is, within the spirit of the rules were violated. And so the league took away a fifth-round pick, fined him $250,000, the team, and fined the general manager, Terry Fazio, $50,000. Again, do I think it made a dramatic difference in Kirk Cousins' decision? No. Do I think it changed? No. But they did what they did. And by the way, if you want a direct contact with the player, I'm not advocate. Like that, you got to make sure there's no record of it. Like, have him call from Julie Cousins' phone. You know, have whatever. I mean, there's other ways of doing this. It's not like it's never happened before. Come
right,
on.
Right, right.
But the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, I think Kirk Cousins commented accidentally, like, oh, I spoke to the trainer. And I think he just didn't even realize the actual rule. And therefore, the team was found guilty.
Yep. There you go. He's our guy, Adam Schefter, the ESPN senior NFL insider. Schefter, we appreciate your time on a Tuesday this week. And we'll get together again next week. Have a great weekend. A good weekend, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, good. Enjoy your week. Take care.
There he goes. Adam Schefter was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Coming up, one GM in the AFC North talked about the possibility of extending one of their best offensive players. Find out who and what was said next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
The Fan is live and local with Morning Juice. Caffeinate and dominate.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Perfect ratio of sports talk, dogs, pro wrestling, and gambling advice.
It's science.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
That you are. Welcome back in. Matty Ice got the former Buckeye wide receiver in the house today, Devere Posey. Depot, what is this time like for, you know, players both in college and the NFL where you're kind of like what, a month away from really getting going? Are you you at Turks and Caicos? Or you you just still
this ain't vacation
time. Oh, it's grind time right
this
now.
This is okay. This is that time where you sharpening every knife.
Okay.
You putting every clip in all the guns.
The samurai sword shining them up.
You outside going through your reps nice and slow, not trying to get injured, but you're getting everything right mm-hmm. now. And it's the most important time of the year. And I think for me, this time of year was always like a high anxiety time because you were like, my conditioning got to be right. I got to be able to go out there and run. Like I got to.
Especially your position.
I need new rubber on these tires. Right. I need to be at the tire shop. Need to be getting the alignment right. Yep. You know, you go into the training room, you're getting everything, all those nicks and bruises from last year, you're getting it right. And then also just improving on a few things that you want to sharpen up from last year.
I got you.
So it's an important time, but these don't call a football player right now to do anything because they're busy.
Just locked in.
They're busy.
Okay. The NBA players are on vacation.
They're in Cabo. They're in Italy. They're chilling on the yacht somewhere.
Because training camp, it's about a month away?
Oh, yeah.
A month away? Yeah. You know, for me, I always joke around with AR on the show. I don't know if you watch the show Big Brother, if you've ever tapped into that.
Yeah.
He's been on CBS forever.
It's an old school joke.
So for me as a fan, mentally, mm-hmm. when football is right around the corner is when Big Brother starts. So yesterday, we were a month away from the new season kicking off. So July 17th is when the new season kicks off. And when that gets here, for whatever reason, I feel like football is just like a snap away after that. Because it'll go into football season, right? And I'll be out with my friends and we'll be at B-dubs or Roosters or whatever. And it'll be on Sundays, like some of the episodes. And I got to look down because I don't want to get spoiled, right? Because I got so many episodes on my DVR. So yeah, it's inching closer and closer. So I got it's you, man. Time. I got you that these guys got to really lock in. Speaking of locking in, are the Pittsburgh Steelers going to lock in with running back Najee Harris? That's going to be a story hovering over that team all season long. We know the biggest one is, what the heck are we going to get at the quarterback position? And speaking of training camp, I cannot wait to see and read some of the reports coming out of Pittsburgh when it comes to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. But we found out a few weeks ago, maybe a month or two ago, that the Steelers weren't going to pick up the fifth-year option for Najee Harris. And you know how funky the running back market has been over the last couple of years, even though we've seen some new contracts handed out just this offseason, right, with CMC getting a major bag and the Philadelphia Eagles stealing Saquon away from their rival and hitting him with some new money. Derrick Henry goes to Baltimore and gets a couple of years. So the market has changed just a little bit. Maybe that's a product of what we saw in the draft this past year, right, and not a ton of running backs that were big-time names going on early. But Pittsburgh's in an interesting spot, and their GM, Omar Khan, spoke about it and says, quote, it was a business decision that we had to make, I think, by May 2nd. But Najee's awesome to have around here. We love Najee as a player and a person, and just because we didn't pick it up, that doesn't exclude us from doing something with Najee for the long term. I'd love to say Najee was here and had a long career in Pittsburgh. He really represents us well on the field and off the field, but it was one of those things we had to make a decision on. We just felt right now it was the right decision for everyone, but I love Najee and I would love to have him here long term, end quote. So I think their running back situation is very interesting.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Najee Harris is the best running back in Pittsburgh. I know that he's a physical downhill type of back, but watching them the last couple of years, there's something about Jaylen Warren that jumps off the screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And part of me says that, and part of me thinks of, well, Jaylen Warren reminds me a little bit of Tony Pollard a couple years ago.
Okay.
When you had the combination of Tony Pollard and Zeke. Mm-hmm. And if you do decide to move on from Najee, are you sure that Jaylen Warren can be a horse for you? That floats around in my brain, but I think the combination of those two this year with bringing in Arthur Smith and what he's done as a play caller, both in Tennessee when you had one of the best running backs in the league, and you had last year in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson and company, and they finished top 10 in rushing yards. I do think this year's Steelers offense can have a nice portion of it run through or be funneled through the run game.
Yeah, man. And I want to tread lightly on this topic because I'm all with the running back rights, you know, and standing up for the running backs and what's going on the financial side and contractually with those guys and how they're all, it's just, they're becoming undervalued, but you need a run game.
Yeah.
But I also believe just from a GM, head coaching, offensive coordinator standpoint, the mix of like lightning and thunder, big downhill versus lightning quick, get on the edges, finish runs. It's the perfect mix. And you just have to figure, like, how much money am I going to put in thunder?
Yeah.
How much money am I going to put in lightning? With a guy like Christian McCaffrey, you kind of get both. And that's what makes him the highest paid running back in the league is you get both. Right. I don't believe Najee Harris is both. But I do believe he is an impactful Thunder running back. And so for me, this Najee Harris situation is interesting because what's happening in this running back market is going to, every deal is going to start setting precedence to what's going to happen in the future. Now, if he signs a long-term deals and stays for the team that he's drafted to, that's rare.
Yeah, very rare.
Or it's at a discounted rate.
Right, because he wants to stay there.
And if he wants to stay there, that's fine. I understand the Steeler mentality. You're still, Kurt, you know, the terrible towels. That's a whole brand, and you get that for life. I get that. But I believe those Jerome Bettis, Emmitt Smith days being with the same franchise as a running back are over.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you for sure. I mean, look at the guys we just mentioned. Saquon was in New York for a while. New team. Derrick Henry was in Tennessee for
Eckler,
a while. New team. Eckler's in Washington now. So I think your point is absolutely well taken there. A couple revenge games right out of the gate for the Steelers. Right out of the gate for the Steelers. Yes. Arthur Smith gets a revenge game week one in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And then Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, he gets a revenge game week number two in Denver. So some revenge games right out
Mr.
of the gate.
Unlimited.
There he is. For the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, we're going to give away a Skyline $50 gift card. Winner receives a $50 gift card to Skyline. You can go try one of our new Hot Met Coney. 614-821-9710 is our hotline number. Our guy, DeVere, said he had a very good Father's Day weekend. How many holes of golf the Depot play this weekend? If you get that number right, you'll get a $50 gift card to Skyline Chili. 614-821-9710 is our number. And when we come back, what does Browns GM Andrew Berry think of a possible extension for Amari Cooper? You'll hear from him after this. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We used to have a billboard with our host's face on it, but only ugly people work here now.
Your mama say you ugly. Hey!
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always as tender as a well-done steak. This is Rothman and Ice.
We got to get a change, Depot. I'm not a well-done steak guy anymore.
Oh.
Team medium.
Okay.
Team medium.
Okay, just a little pink to the
little
center.
Pink, you know what I'm saying? I got dunked on enough.
Wow, you moved up by two levels.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I really took it there, CB. You should be proud of me,
man.
I really thank you. In that area of life, in the other areas of life, I don't know if I've grown up too much. CB, did we get a winner for our first Skyline Chili gift card that we're giving away today?
Yeah, real quick. Congrats to Matt in Dublin. He knew the correct answer was 36 holes of golf this weekend.
There we go, Matt. I mean, and listen, that I had nothing to do with that. A Matt winning the gift card. I promise, I had nothing to do with that.
You know, that's your other phone, your alias. You know, you wanted that. You wanted that hot dog. You
what,
wanted
track that phone?
That Matt Glizzy.
It does sound pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm gonna sneak over there one lunch and grab.
It sounds good because I love going to a baseball game or just any event where you can get, you know, an Italian sausage. Yeah. Just let's load me up with sauteed onions and peppers.
Yeah.
And just mustard is all I need.
That's all you need.
And you will not hear any complaints.
So you're a Skyline guy at heart?
I like a Skyline. I like Skyline. Okay. I like a little, I don't need too much cheese though.
Okay.
That's the thing on light my on hot dog. Cheese. Just light on the cheese.
Yeah.
You know, heavy on the white onion.
Yes, sir.
And just onion, cheese, little chili on there.
Yeah.
With a mustard drizzle.
Yeah.
And we're partying.
Okay.
All good.
All right. I'm just happy you're a Skyline guy because to me, like, there's just days where it's like, I got to get Skyline. Just growing up in the Natty, like, you know, it's just, it's a thing.
Yeah.
The one in Clifton by University of Cincinnati's campus, best Skyline in Ohio.
Got a lot of DeVere's money, huh, over the years?
Well, my mom's. Oh. Yeah.
The allowance money. Yeah, you got that allowance.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Hey, bottom of the hour, little programming note. We're going to go back into the world of the Columbus Blue Jackets. We reacted to the news off the top earlier about them parting ways with Pascal Vincent. We will talk to Brian Hedger from the Dispatch at 1:33 to talk about that and so many other things going on in that world. You know, I was out in the hallway talking to Ted about, you know, some of the wrestling stuff that went on last night. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
You know, last night, I can't do horror movies, right? I can't even watch trailers at all. Like, I can't even watch a trailer
of
a
horror movie.
Yeah, I absolutely get nightmares. So, I don't know if you remember the name Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was in WWE. He always had a whole bunch of spooky characters going on. He unfortunately passed away a couple years ago. His brother was also a wrestler as well. So he kind of picked up the gimmick last night, and they made their debut with a whole bunch of different characters. Depot, I watched this at probably, let's say, like 11:45 midnight, right when the game was going off.
Yeah.
After watching the Celtics win the chip, I didn't go to bed till 2:33 in the morning because I couldn't. My adrenaline was so high, but I was also spooked at the same time. So I don't know why I did, but it was the debut. I felt like I couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
But it was also, I heard DJ Khaled in my head, like, congratulations, you played yourself because you know you can't handle it, but you decided to watch it. So yeah, it was incredible, man. It was good stuff last night. But can you watch scary movies like right before you go to bed and be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
I mean, I'm okay with scary movies. Now, I'm not a scary movie guy. Yeah. I'm more of like a thriller guy. Like, okay. I like to get my heart rate up. Man, like, oh man, I didn't know what's about to happen. Like, oh, stop. Right. Get out. Like, I like that. Like, I yell at the scary movie. I tell people how stupid they are, but I understand what it's for. And it's so weird. My boys, they love scary movies.
Really?
And then they end up in our bed. And I'm like, yo, why did you watch that? Why? I don't get it. So I feel it.
Oh, baby.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's what I heard last night when I was laying in bed. Just play it again, CB. Play it one more time because this is all I heard sitting there in the dark.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Just, why did I do it? Why did I do it, baby?
You slept with the bedroom door locked?
No, I sleep with the bedroom door open, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I am that guy. But yeah. I don't need a nightlight. I'm not.
He has a nightlight.
I don't have a nightlight, man. I do have a nightlight. I had that fan blowing last night, though. I'll tell you what, man.
It was nice.
It was thick outside.
It was nice.
It is thick outside. Let's go up to Cleveland because, you know, we just got done reacting to Omar Khan, the GM for the Pittsburgh Steelers, talking about a possible extension for Najee Harris at some point in time. Up in Cleveland, too, they have an interesting situation on their hands when it comes to one of their star playmakers on the offensive side of the ball, and that's Amari Cooper. We found out last week that Amari Cooper wasn't there for mandatory minicamp because he's looking for a new deal. Andrew Berry, I believe, was speaking with NFL Network and provided a little bit of insight as to what's going on with that situation.
I'll say first and foremost, Judy, it's a standard practice for me where I don't comment on contract specifics or discussions that we have in our players in this realm, just because I do think it's a pretty deeply personal manner for really anybody when you're talking about compensation. What I will say about Amari, though, is since he's been a member of the Cleveland Browns, he's obviously been a high-level Pro Bowl caliber receiver, but he's also a great teammate and he's a great professional. And we're happy to have him as a member of the organization. You know, sometimes, you know, all teams will have periods where they go through these type of situations, but it does not change our affinity for Amari. You know, we'll navigate, you know, call it the business considerations and the business aspects as it goes. But, you know, he is a big part of our team. And just as importantly, he's a big part of our culture.
So a little bit of an update from the sound that you just heard, because the OBR, the Orange and Brown report, they had a nugget come out. And it reads this: the Browns are willing to give Cooper an increased salary for this season. The sticking point is the length of the deal. The Browns have yet to offer wide receiver Amari Cooper a contract extension longer than 1 year, sources have told the OBR report. So when you look at where he's at in his career, when you look at where this Browns team is at right now in this window, to where it seems like they've really accumulated some high-end talent on both sides of the ball, you've played this position. What do you think should happen when it comes to Amari Cooper and possibly getting him some new coin?
I mean, you know, Amari signed a big deal when he went to Dallas. Yep. And then also just since that move has happened and him being in Cleveland, I believe he's answered every bell that they've asked. It was a slow start. I remember the first couple games, and then he had a big explosion and really started coming on and being Amari Cooper in Cleveland. But he's one of the most consistent receivers in the league. He's going to get open. He's going to have big plays, and he's there when you need him. And he's a consummate professional in terms of the NFL landscapes. And you don't really hear any bad things about Amari Cooper.
Right.
You don't hear no bad things about him. But I understand where Cleveland stands on long-term and longevity of a wide receiver when you got guys like Neighbors and Marvin Harrison coming out every year in college. It's like you can draft a guy and get the same production. So I think for guys like that, it's tough to find that home and making Cleveland your home. But I respect Amari for wanting to be in Cleveland and wanting a long-term deal and wanting to secure his future. But I also feel the Browns when they're like, hey, man, there's a lot of guys that we can get for cheaper.
It's a tough place to be, I think, for both sides, right? Because of what you mentioned. And I think if you're the Browns, you have to ask yourself the realistic question of, are we going to be picking high enough to get one of those elite guys that you talked about? Because of where the league is right now, we've been seeing this run on receivers fairly early, right? We just saw it in this year's draft, and maybe they can find a guy at the bottom of the first round, second round. You never know what it's going to be year in and year out at the draft. So on the team side of things, I can understand wanting to protect yourself from a guy that's just turned 30 and some of his skills may fade away over the next couple of years. But from Amari's side of things, because of what you said about the dude and how glowingly you spoke about him, and Andrew Berry spoke about it, everybody can see that Coop's not one of those receivers, as you said, that's out here tweeting on Instagram or anything, even in the midst right now of a holdout. Yeah. It's just, hey, it's the report. He's not on business. No cryptic tweets, no cleaning off Instagram of everything Browns, like none of that. Like you said, it's just all business with Amari. And so for Amari, financially, I would think he and his agent right now are being realistic with themselves and saying, look, you just turned 30.
Yeah.
This is probably your last swipe at getting
a big deal
in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Right. We don't see a whole bunch of guys 35 and beyond getting 4 or 5 year deals. That's just not where the league is at because of everything you alluded to. And so he's sitting back and saying, well, Tennessee just gave Calvin Ridley 4 years for $92 million, and he's 6 months younger than I am.
Yeah.
And so why shouldn't I get that deal? So this may get a little sticky based off the report that they've only offered him a one-year deal, but I think that they will figure something out, and I'm hoping, you know, if you're a Browns fan, obviously that's going to be the case, because if you have him in the mix after what you saw last year with Njoku and Cooper and now the addition of Jerry Jeudy, you need Amari Cooper there because not only is he a great player, but you may need even more from your passing attack this year with the question marks at the running back position right now because of Nick Chubb. One thing I wanted to ask you, Depot, is, you know, we hear a lot of times, and this is, you know, kind of the conversation that's swirling around Stephon Diggs right now in Houston, is when a receiver gets to that 30-year threshold, that 30-year bar of age right there, how can you still be a good receiver in the NFL when your skills start to fade just a little bit?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Talk us through that.
I kind of, you know, equated to being like an explosive scorer, like a 2 or 3 in basketball. But you kind of get to that age where that turnaround jumper is there.
Mm-hmm.
That elbow, that midi game is nice. That back to the basket game is nice. You got to become a guy that within that under 20 yards, you're money.
Yeah.
You know, those intermediate passing, like you got to catch those balls. You got to catch those slants, those outs, those digs. You got to win those goal line fades because those plays of 60 going up top over safety, outrunning everybody, those start to fade. You get those few and far in between. But you look at a guy like Steve Smith who was able to put it all together for a very long time, run after catch, late into his mid-30s.
It's a good call.
And you want to be in that category. But the other stuff, the intermediate, has to be money.
Yeah.
But if you could still do those young runs after catching those explosive plays, by all means, we'll have you and we'll pay you.
That's a great example, right? And you're talking about that franchise in Baltimore, you know, that I know very well, you know very well, being in the castle and being around Coach Harbaugh and knowing how they operate. They hit on two of those guys. You mentioned Steve Smith. And they hit on Anquan Boldin. I mean, Anquan Boldin, the latter portion of his career, goes over there, helps them win a Super Bowl. So I still think Amari Cooper can be absolutely a key contributor to a very good team.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully, for the Browns' sake, that will be up in Cleveland. Cool nugget came out yesterday that involved everybody in the AFC North. I don't know if you saw that they're doing the in-season Hard Knocks.
Yes.
That's going to be focused on the AFC North. Let's hear from Andrew Berry on that nice event we're going to have starting in December.
It's very exciting. I think it's a pretty unique spin on a classic, you know, NFL series. And honestly, like it's an honor and a privilege to be among one of the four teams that can be in this, I guess, this iteration of Hard Knocks. You know, even though we're rivals, I think all four teams, all of us hold an immense sense of pride with the competitiveness in the AC North and the rivalries that you establish. I think it'll be pretty cool to see what, you know, we believe is, you know, a very unique, you know, division. Can't say that I'll be necessarily tuned in every week because usually by the time I get home, I'm a little bit footballed out, so to speak. But okay. It's going to be a really great opportunity for NFL fans and fans of our four teams to really engage with the organizations.
You know what I love right now is us as fans right now are so fortunate to be in this window of time.
Yeah.
Because
access we have.
There you go. We have so much access to these teams, these players, whether it's Hard Knocks, whether it's podcasts, whether it's whatever it is.
Off-season training on IG.
It's everywhere for us as fans. Like, I don't take it for granted. And for us this year to get a look at all four teams in this division that we talk about so much, I can't wait. And especially it starts at the very beginning of December where things should be really heating up. I'm here for it, man.
Yeah, man. And you just want to know what those conversations and those team meetings are like after, like, a tough loss and you had to have that win and the division is so close. Like, what's that preparation process like? What's that film review like? What are the locker room conversations? What are the upstairs conversations? Mm-hmm. Man, and just for, because the preseason is okay. Like, I love the making the team stories. That's fine.
That's the great appetizer.
That is.
Bring me the steak and potatoes.
Because this right here, when you're seeing these formulas and you're hearing these guys, like, I mean, I hope I get to see a quarterback or offensive, you know, coordinator going in on a film and ripping.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the best.
That's what we need.
Those meetings are tough to get through.
It's going
to
be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Coming up, Caleb Williams was 2023's number one overall pick. Are we going to have another quarterback go first overall again this year? Vegas has the answer. We'll share it with you next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Here's a listener tweet. Can I tase Common Man in the nuts? Fine by us, but he may like it. Common Man and Tebow.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
All right, welcome back in. Hope you guys are having a nice Tuesday. It's Matty Ice and the former Buckeye DeVere Posey in the house today. Bottom of the hour, We'll talk to Brian Hedger from the Columbus Dispatch. A lot to unpack with him after the news came out yesterday that the franchise parted ways with Pascal Vincent. We got a draft coming up. We got a big name that wants traded. A lot going on there, so make sure you don't miss Hedge at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure you're well aware of the Manning Passing Academy that happens.
Absolutely.
All the time.
For decades.
All the time, right? So yeah. We got the list of some of the quarterbacks that are going to be there this year. And this is coming from Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com. So it'll be Carson Beck from Georgia, Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milrow, Dylan Gabriel, who we'll get a close look at, very close look at when the Buckeyes go out to Eugene a few weeks in. And you'll get Connor Wegman from Texas A&M, Riley Leonard, rocking out with Marcus Freeman, the former Buckeye up at Notre Dame, and then Jackson Dart of Ole Miss. So no Buckeye quarterback is going to be there. That's not, it's not the end all be all, but this is kind of one of those fun football events that happens every summer. Recently we've had the tight end university that's been cooked up. That happens during the summer. I think I saw Dak was throwing with some of those guys. It was a Kittle and Kelsey. Those guys.
Kittle and Kelsey put that together.
They put that together. That's pretty cool there.
And it's strong, too.
Yeah, it's fun. It looks like it's a good time, right? Yeah. And I believe it's not just NFL tight ends. It's college tight ends that come out. And that's cool, right, for those guys to get some work in there. And then you always have the Manning Passing Academy as well. One of the names that's not on that list is who Vegas believes will be the number one overall pick next year. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And that's Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
Vegas right now believes Shedeur is going to be the first name called next year. After watching him last season and watching Coach Prime and their team go about their business, do you believe that he has the skill set to be that guy after one more lap around the track in college football?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a big year to really capitalize on all his opportunities. There were a lot of games I felt like he could have been better. Obviously, they have, offensive lineman issues, and they're not really stacked at all the positions like some of the names you mentioned, like Oregon and Ole Miss and Georgia. They don't have all those pieces. But I do believe he is a first-round pick, number one or overall pick. That stuff, man, with the draft, it's really preference. How do you like your coffee?
Right.
How do you like your coffee?
You like yours black, or what do you like yours?
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah. Get the cream, get the sugar going in there.
Well, I actually like condensed milk.
Oh, interesting.
Oh yeah.
You an almond milk guy?
No. It throws off the flavor.
Okay, I got you. But I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'm just asking a question. I don't know anything about
condensed milk in there. It's crazy.
That'll get it done.
Oh man.
I went through a coffee phase once. I was getting it like every other day at Starbucks, and just getting all the whipped cream. Give me all of it. And then I was just like, you know what? This isn't for me, man. Yeah, I need to chill out. I need to chill out. But you're right. I think that's a great point. Like how the pecking order stacks up. You never know. You could have a team that we view to be really, really good going into the season, get hit with a whole bunch of injuries, and they find themselves picking second or third overall. And you brought up, I think, a huge point when it comes to Shedeur, because last year the dude was sacked 52 times. That led the nation.
Yeah.
He had no chance to really showcase his skills. But, even with that going on, set a school record in passing yards, was top 10 in the country in completion yards. Like, to me, when I see him, it reminds me a little bit of CJ when I just talk about passing ability.
Yeah.
Just from touch and his ability to put some throw some balls in tight windows. Like, I see a little bit of that. Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to go to the league and do what CJ did.
He's just not throwing on Olave Wilson or Jackson Smith.
But I just think, right, as far as like just being a pure thrower of the football, I see a little bit of that in him. So I would not be surprised if that's the case. I think Carson Beck's going to have something to say about that now with his experience.
Yeah.
And how good he looked last year and just how good Georgia's probably going to be this year. But I think the wild card for me and the guy I can't wait to see ball is Quinn Ewers.
Okay.
And whether or not he puts it all together, because you remember the buzz where he committed to Ohio State, was here for a little bit of time, then hit the portal and went down to Austin. He was one of those guys that seemed like he had it all. I think his play's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride so
far.
And health at the collegiate level.
Yeah.
But he's a guy that I think if it does click for him, he can maybe grab that spot too, because I think the narrative around Texas this year could support him. And what I mean by that is Texas lost a lot to the NFL on the offensive side of the ball, right? You look at, Xavier Worthy to Kansas City and, A.D. Mitchell going to the Colts and Jonathan Brooks to running back and, Sanders going to Carolina with Bryce. They lost a lot. Not that they haven't replenished the well, but I think for him, he may be had that narrative around him that, you know, he really was the aircraft carrier down there in Texas. So those three guys, I think, are going to be the headliners a lot. And like I said earlier, we'll get a good look at Dylan Gabriel just a few weeks in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for the big names, but I think three names for me this college football season from the quarterback position, Maddie, that I'm like, I want to see if they change their program with their presence and their health.
Can I guess one of them?
Go ahead.
Is one of them in the 305?
Absolutely. He's over there.
Cam Ward.
Yes, okay, absolutely.
That's the only
he's
one.
At Coral Gables.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Down Highway 1, right there. So Cam Ward, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Cam Rising. I want to see if he can have that, you know, Bo Nix, elder statesman effect with Utah.
Call.
I want to see him play. And Riley Leonard flashed last year.
He did.
And I would love to see him up in, you know, in green and gold. I know Bodie's excited for him.
Well, Bodie's on cloud nine after last night, too.
Oh, Bodie.
The Celtics, he's probably been grinning all day.
He's probably in Boston right now.
In the streets of Boston
right now. In the streets of Boston.
Seeing clam chowder all day.
Burning a couch somewhere. Bodie is having a good time.
But
I want to see those three guys. Riley, what impact can they have on their programs this year outside of the bigger names? And those are be like mid, you know, early mid round guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if one of them could put together a first round year.
That's fair, because you mentioned flashes and you watch, you know, a couple Washington State games over the last year or two, and you catch Cam Ward on the right week and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is different with what he brings to the field. And now you go down to Miami with, I'm going to assume, better players, right?
Yeah.
You got Coach Cristobal coaching that up. We know he's heavily invested in the offensive line, so he should be a good offensive line in front of him. They brought in what I thought was a great, you know, transfer portal addition in Damian Martinez from Oregon State. So
it looks like
he'll have a nice running game around him. I like that skill set. And even real quick within the Big Ten, a couple guys. Dylan Raiola up in Nebraska.
Yep.
Huge recruit, right? Mm-hmm. Bounced around a little bit. Now it seems like he's found a home. And then, like, where are we at with Drew Aller?
It's time.
And, like, you know, you did the show with me on Saturday.
Yes,
I was
in. You were in.
I was buying the hype.
You were buying the hype. And I love the kid. He's from Cincy. I want him to do well.
But it's time to roll.
Yeah.
It's time to roll, because the hype will start to fade away and get further and further in the rearview mirror, you know, as the weeks go along. So it's always fun talking about these quarterbacks. But right now, Vegas has Shedeur Sanders as the potential number one overall pick. And we know that connection of, you know, he and Travis Hunter. That could be
he's a
lot
top
of fun.
25 pick too.
Oh yeah. What do you see? Corner. What? You see corner.
Okay. I think at wide receiver, he's a middle of the pack guy, but at corner he's special.
Clamps.
I mean, just not even the clamps, just size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of the better athletes. I just think, you know, he's like a Cromartie.
I got you.
Longer type of corner for me, and I think his ball, like the ability to read the ball, that makes him special at corner. That's just my preference.
And also, we'll have to keep an eye on the former Buckeye and Dallin Hayden, who's out there at Colorado as well. We're going to go over to Nationwide next and get hopefully a lot of questions answered from our guy, Brian Hedger, who covers the Blue Jackets very well for the Dispatch. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and Common Man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio's sports destiny.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True to his name, Matty Ice wears a winter coat in the middle of summer. He lives the gimmick, man. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
That's you all. Welcome back in. We're going to link up with Brian Hedger from the Columbus Dispatch here in mere moments. Debo, if you had to play one position in hockey, what position would you want to play? Would you want to be high-end goal scorer? Would you want to be an enforcer on defense? Would you want to be a goalie? What would work for you?
That goalie pressure is mean.
Ooh.
That pressure is mean. I'm passing on that.
Like the knuckle puck and the Mighty Ducks coming your way?
I'm passing on that.
You can't deal with the knuckle puck?
Shout out Goldberg. But no, I would really probably want to be an enforcer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to knock some teeth out.
I just bring that mentality to the ice. just, that's it.
Like, we're here.
And like, I don't really know if hockey's ever really had like an American like dude from Cincinnati be an enforcer, but it would be like, I would bring that hip hop, that vibe.
Okay.
To the hockey ring.
I like it.
Just Edwards type of interviews.
Yeah.
Hockey needs that now.
Bring a little sauce to the game. Yeah. Bring a little sauce to the game. Yeah. See, me, I want to be the goal scorer.
Okay.
I want the highlights.
Yeah.
I want to light up the net and do my thing. We're going to light up the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and bring on one of our favorites, Brian Hedger from the Columbus Dispatch. Covers the CBJ very, very well. Hedge, I'm sure you've been ripping and running over the last day and a half. How you doing, man?
It's a little busy ever since about 5 p.m. yesterday, so yeah.
No, thank you. Thank you for your time. We definitely appreciate it. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of people that are necessarily surprised by the move to move on from Coach Vincent, so I'll hit you with a two-parter there. Your reaction out of the gate when you heard the news, and who are some names like do you think are going to be in the mix here around the league? Some of the people that you talked to, some of the things that you've been reading about, who could be the next head coach for the CBJ?
Yeah, you know, like we'll start with the surprise factor. You know, I wasn't super surprised, just because, you know, I had spoken with Don Waddell recently, and kind of asked him about how, you know, what he was learning about Pascal Vincent and things like that. And, you know, if there's one thing about Pascal Vincent that, you know, if it just takes 5 minutes talking to him, you can realize, you know, how much passion he has, and just, he's a really intelligent hockey mind and has a plan, all that kind of stuff. So I kind of asked about all that stuff. Hey, if you kind of had that experience as well. And the answer was sort of like, yeah, he's a great guy, you know, like that kind of thing. And you know, it's just, you can kind of read in sometimes and be like, well, that's not really like, you know, an effusive thing about this. So I just kind of had this feeling that they might part ways with him, you know, with him only having a year left on his deal. And so it wasn't super surprising. Now, that said, I have said all along, I thought that they should have kept him for one more year and just kind of let him play out his, you know, coach out his contract at least. See what it looks like next year when he actually, I mean, the guy took over the team as the head coach with like 3 days to go before training camp started, you know, like you had the Babcock thing blow up. He was handed a really difficult situation, and, you know, you got what you got as far as the results. I thought they played halfway decently, or actually better than halfway decently for a lot of the year, but they just didn't get the results. So they're moving on, and, you know, what I'm, the initial stuff that I'm starting to hear is that they're looking for experience. They want more experience in that position, and there, you know, there's a number of coaches that are available that are out there currently that have that kind of experience. I mean, I guess like a Gerard Gallant comes to mind potentially. He got his first coaching job with the Blue Jackets many years ago, back near the start of the franchise. In the early 2000s, you know, he's one name. Todd McClellan is out there. He's coached three or four teams. Last coached with the LA Kings. He was their coach last year, and then he was replaced midway through last season. There's, if you want to go a little, you know, with I don't want to say, I guess younger, Jay Woodcroft. He was coaching the Edmonton Oilers, and they got off to kind of a really poor start, and then he was replaced. I mean, there's a number of names out there that, you know, are going to be looking for their second or third or fourth or whatever opportunity. So if experience is what they're looking for, it shouldn't be hard to find it. This is going to be the fourth, whoever gets this job will be the fourth head coach within the last, 14, 15 months, technically, for the Blue Jackets. So they've gone down this road before, and I'm sure they have a short list.
B. Hedge, DeVere Posey here. Man, I wanted to ask you, man, the overall reality of professional sports and departures of head coaches from a player standpoint can really shock you. Like, wow, they weren't getting the job done, they're out of here. What's the player sentiment with this crazy change over these 14 months? And do you believe a guy can come in here and right this ship? And that's all these players are missing.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. You know, I just personally, I kind of feel, and I've talked to some other people as well who, I mean, the feeling is, you know, this team might not be as close as maybe they feel they are. Now, we could be wrong about that. Don Waddell seemed to think when he was hired in late May at his press conference, I mean, he thinks he can get this thing kind of, you know, in ship shape and in competing for a playoff spot quickly, maybe as quickly as next season. So we have to kind of wait and see who he hires as head coach and see how all that stuff goes. But this is a, you know, listen, it's not a, I don't think this is like a snap your fingers and hire the right guy and all of a sudden you're competing for the Stanley Cup, you know. I mean, this is still a process. They, like, when Jarmo Kekalainen as GM was fired, he was kind of in the middle of what he had started as a rebuild. He and JD, John Davidson, had started as a rebuild. So they're kind of in the middle of that process. I don't know if they're at the end of that process yet or you know, even close to the end of the process. So I think a new coach who's veteran and, you know, has established, you know, the systems and all that kind of stuff that have been proven in the past, I think it could add, you know, some more, you know, wins to it. But there's only so much that coaching can do. And we also don't know what else is going to happen. Like, is this going to be followed by assistant coaching moves, or does the assistant coaching staff stay the same? I mean, right now it stays the same because they are looking for a head coach. There's a lot of, you know, kind of balls in the air being juggled here, and we just kind of have to wait to see how it all falls out.
Brian Hedger from the Columbus Dispatch, he covers the CBJ, joining us here via the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hedge, hit us with your take on Patrick Laine and the possible return they could get. He had the report come out from The Athletic that looks like maybe the CBJ are ready to move on, and maybe both sides feel like it's time to move on. But when it comes to a possible return for Patrick Laine, what do you think that could look like?
Well, I mean, I think you have to go back to the trade that brought Patrick Laine here, which was the, you know, sending Pierre-Luc Dubois, who former third overall pick, for the Blue Jackets to Winnipeg for Laine and Jack Roslovic. Jack Roslovic was traded, obviously, at the deadline this past season to the Rangers. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. So, you know, I think they got a conditional pick out of that one. So they got that coming in from that deal. But what it really came down to is what it was basically Laine for Dubois. And Dubois is now with the Kings, and you know, Laine just, I mean, he's had his moments here, right? He's had his moments where when he's healthy, he has been productive. He gets, scores goals. He's actually, for one of like the 21-22 season when he was healthy, I thought he proved that, you know, he could be a point of game type of player as well, but staying healthy has been the issue. And so when you look at this from a, what are they going to get for him now? I mean, it's hard to say that they're going to be able to get full value for a guy who was picked second overall in the NHL draft in the same year that Dubois went third. You know, he's got an $8.5 million contract against the salary cap. He's got 2 years left on that. Has not been healthy since, I want to say, probably 2020 with Winnipeg. So you got thing with injuries. He's still in the player assistance program, the NHL PA program, for undisclosed reasons. We don't know when or how he's going to be released from that. You know, there's a lot of factors there where you think about it. The first thing that another GM is going to ask is like, what's up with Laine? Like, is he going to be ready for the start of the season? How healthy is he? You know, all these kind of things. So every time you have an uncertainty and a question mark like that, I think it takes the price down a little bit. And I don't think Don Waddell is in the business of just giving talent away. So I don't think he's going to be in the business of just moving Laine just to move him. You know, let's just pay, you know, half of his salary and eat it and all this other stuff. Like, he is going to want to get something back for him because it wouldn't make sense, you know. And so I'm not sure that it's a certain thing right now anyway that Laine is completely out the door yet.
Okay, sounds good. Hedge, we'll let you get back to work. I know there's a lot going on, and We got draft stuff we could talk to you about, restricted free agents, a lot of stuff. We just unfortunately are out of time. We appreciate you squeezing us in your busy schedule, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, anytime, guys. We'll talk to you.
There goes Brian Hedger, who covers the Columbus Blue Jackets for the Columbus Dispatch, was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We'll hit you with the Buckeye Bulletin coming up next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
If you don't like listening to Morning Juice, Bobby Carpenter's man nipples will punch you in the face. For real.
You want to fight, do you?
Weekdays from 6 to 9.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right, Depot, let's knock out a Buckeye Bulletin. If you're just now hopping in on the show today, Devere Posey, the former Buckeye wide receiver, is filling in for AR today. Coach Day, it looks like some members of the Buckeye football beat have had an opportunity to talk to Coach Day, you know, within the last half hour, and some of the tweets coming out are pretty interesting. One of those that jumped out to me, this is coming from Dan Hope, who covers Ohio State football for 11 Warriors, and I can't wait to get your reaction to this. Says Ryan Day says Caleb Downs has spent some time in the running back meetings, and that Ohio State has had talks about him playing some snaps on offense in addition to playing safety. What's your reaction to that?
I'm just trying to take it all in. I mean, it's so much going on around Ohio State right now. And now y'all telling me that this dude, the number one guy in the transfer portal, is talented enough to play running back after we got the number one running back in the portal. But I also just believe, could it be an opportunity for him to learn how to read holes? Because I think a thing that no one's talking about is Caleb Downs' ability to return punts and return kicks. And I think if he gets some reps there, that could also get him more comfortable to return those kicks. I would love to see this guy in a kick returner role. And I think he has the ability to break a kick return for a touchdown.
Okay.
But you guys are – it's okay. Like – yeah, this is tickling me. This is getting too crazy.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm out.
It's like I'm out.
Crazy. Like, to me, you brought up the biggest point. You brought in Quinshon Judkins, okay? Quinshon Judkins has been an absolute monster the last couple of years. You have Travion Henderson, who in his own right is a beast as well.
Yes.
And you have some young running backs too that I'm sure will be good and can help contribute this year if need be. Let's leave Caleb Downs.
Your guy, Sam Williams-Dixon.
There you go. What high school? Can you remind me?
I think that's Pickerington
North. There you go. Talk about the Panthers. Shout out to Central. Coach Hillerich. Coach Hillerich, my guy at Pickerington.
I thought he went to Central.
No, that's the wrong high school.
No.
That's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. But, like, let's just leave Caleb Downs a safety. He's an All-American caliber guy on the back end. It's not a need, right? Let's say we get into, you know, week six, week seven, and guys are hurt, then I'm like, okay, now we got to remix some things and figure it out. But I think because of how talented he is and how talented the guys are around him in that secondary, they got a shot to be the best secondary in the country. And so with him back there doing his thing at safety, like, at me, let's just stay there, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear more about him doing kickoff returns and punt returns, because I know he has that ability to break one.
And I don't want to overreact. This could be a summertime, spring experiment type of thing. And like you said, you brought up another aspect of it that I didn't think about, that maybe he's flipping his vision a little bit.
Yeah.
That can help him go the other way. Another tweet that came out from Dan Hope from 11 Warriors, Ryan Day, said Ohio State did look at some offensive linemen in the transfer portal in the post-spring transfer window, but the Buckeyes didn't find anyone who they thought they would be the right fit. Said he likes the progress he saw from younger offensive linemen in the spring. That is big time news there, because we can talk all day and tomorrow about, you know, the Emekas and Carnell Tates and Jeremiah Smith. If those guys aren't carving out lanes for them, this offense ain't going to hum the way you want it to. So that's great to hear that Coach Day, yeah, they took a glance at it, and I think that should be the responsibility of every coach, right? Mm-hmm. You take a look to see if there's somebody that can help you accomplish the ultimate goal, but also you come out of that, and if you don't find anything, look, you got confidence and you've seen that guys have been progressing and moving in the right direction headed towards the summer and fall, that you're going to have a pretty good offensive line group.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And also, you know, that just that jet sweep guy, reverse guy, do you really want to put those carries on Emeka this year? You know, do you really want to, do you really see that flash and burst of speed and quickness from Carnell Tate or Brandon Ennis? I don't know. But a guy with the stature and build of Caleb Downs.
You're in on this. You want to see it.
It's like,
you're gritty. You want to see it.
I want to see it.
Are you talking more of like a every once in a while Curtis Samuel, H-back type of vibe? Or are you talking about like, hey, let's line up in I formation and get north and south with Caleb Downs?
Latter, no. But I'm all about the former. I'm all about that. And because I love the Chris Gambles, the Travis Hunters of the world. Like, I believe those players still exist. The Deons of the world, those players are still here.
Yeah.
And Caleb Downs, if you look at the roster, he's probably the guy that you would circle that say he has that ability. And so if he's a kickoff returner and he has that electric ability, turn the lights on.
People know I'm not even a fan of, like, especially like your big wide receivers doing kickoff returns.
You don't like that?
I don't need DeVere Posey doing kickoff return. I need DeVere Posey to get me a third and six and move the chains.
And you want to get a first down on a first down.
Correct. That's what I need DeVere Posey for. And especially at a program like Ohio State where you recruit so well, there's got to be young guys that maybe aren't ready to be the horse snap in and snap out at receiver that can handle that role. But this is why I'm here and Coach Day and those guys are over there making millions of dollars. They know more than I do. Yeah. I would hate to run into a situation where it's like, oh, you know, player X got hurt doing something outside of what they do so well.
Yeah.
That's just where my mentality is at. But I can understand the upside on the other side of the coin. So you're kind of, I think, alluding to, you know, maybe Ohio State could have their own Travis Hunter.
Well,
this is maybe a little splash of that for the Scarlet and Gray.
I respect and I love when a great player, when the offense is stagnant and the defense is kind of going against a tough team, it's a tight game.
Yeah.
And you see that he goes down, he puts his helmet on, he goes down and talks to the special team coach, like, yo, let me get this next one.
I got you.
Like when AB would go return some punts sometimes.
And step on a ref.
Kick
the dude in the helmet.
I just love that. That's still part of the game, and you can affect the game on special teams. So I'm in on that.
That is today's Buckeye Bulletin. Top of the hour, we'll hit you with an update. And we've had so much wide receiver action this offseason in the NFL. We had some new news involving T. Higgins in Cincinnati. We got a former wide receiver in the house. DeVere Posey in the deep dive is going to hit us with his top five wide receiver rooms in the NFL right now after the break. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Tweet from a listener. Are you carrying the Buckeye game today? Considering we've never not carried one. Yes. The answer is yes. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for a deeper dive.
Sponsored by Maxima Concrete. Visit MaximaConcrete.com today to schedule your free estimate.
All right, welcome back in. Matty Ice, DeVere Posey, the former Buckeye wide receiver in the house today, filling in for AR. Bottom of the hour, we will talk to Tom Luganbill, ESPN college football analyst, does a great job of covering that and recruiting as well. You know, something that made me feel old the other day, a couple things that made me feel really old.
Yeah.
That have involved college football is T.Y. Hilton's son committed to Wisconsin.
That's insane.
and Rajah Bell's son, he used to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers and played in the NBA for a long time. Yep. His son just committed to Texas, and he's supposed to be a dude. Like, he's a five-star 2026 quarterback. So that's where you and I are at in life, though, where guys we grew up watching, like T.Y. Hilton's son is already in college.
Well, T.Y. was my draft class. Well, that's, and that's crazy to me.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's absolutely wild. So that makes me feel. So we'll have a good conversation with Tom about that, because the 2025 recruiting class that Ohio State has put together, Depot, I mean, it's number one in the country right now, according to 24/7 Sports. We got another giveaway we're going to do right now. Earlier in the program, we gave away a $50 gift card to Skyline Chili. We're going to do the same thing right now. And if you do win this $50 gift card, they want you to check out their new Hot Met Cheese Conies. That sounds amazing, from Queen City Sausage. 814-821-9710 is our phone number. Earlier, we were talking about some of the top quarterbacks around college football. Depot mentioned one quarterback that plays in the state of Florida that he is very intrigued by going into the 24 season. Who is that quarterback? You get it right, you will get the $50 gift card to Skyline Chili. And again, our number is 614-821-9710. Now you got me thinking about this, Depot. Like, I might need an Italian sausage this week.
Right.
I might need an Italian sausage. It's a must for me. I went to a baseball game this weekend. I was at the Toledo Mud Hens game.
Okay.
With my parents, who went up there, took my dad to that. Mom rode along, had a nice little weekend. I don't know if there's, I mean, ballpark food is just,
yeah,
it just hits different.
A little beer action?
No, I didn't. It was water. It was just out there. Yeah. Just one of those days for me. Just, yeah, you know, just drinking some water. But yeah, it's just something about, you know, a nice set of nachos.
Yeah.
Get you an Italian sausage. You still getting ready
for this wedding? It's a wedding pass?
Oh, the wedding pass, man.
Okay. So, but you still on your health kick?
I'm on my health kick. Usually for me, I'll start to dabble in some treats when we get past the memorial.
Okay.
So it may be that time. You know, my thing is sweets. Like, that's the thing killer for me. Like, you know, I'll go to, you know, you go to Crumble Cookie and it's over. Like, I need one of these. I need one of those. You know, they change the menu every week. I can't help myself.
I need a classic.
Yeah, I need the chocolate chip cookie, the classic, all of that. So that's it for me, is just the sweets. Once I get rolling on those, that's when I get in trouble.
Yeah. The sweets will get you every time. Especially in the summer.
Then you start getting into the ice cream realm, and it's just like,
ice cream gets me in the summer.
Oh man, you take me to Cold Stone, it's over.
You're a Cold Stone guy?
Well, I just like the freedom that they give you. I like the look at all. Oh, I can get, you know, the golden Oreos and the chocolate chips and the gummy. Yeah. Like, I need it all. Like, what I'm saying? So I told you my combination. You go over to Cold Stone.
Yeah, what is it?
Get you cake batter ice cream.
Okay.
Some golden Oreos.
Okay.
And some white chocolate chips.
And that's it.
That's all you need, I'm telling you. They need to have it on the menu.
That's the problem. They need the Matty ice cream special.
What's your goal? I asked Tyvus this yesterday. Since it's so hot, it just seems like ice cream is appropriate to talk about right now. Like, what's the go-to, you know, ice cream, you know, concoction for Devere Posey?
For me, I'm going to Grater's because I'm a Cincy guy, and I'm getting that Boley Bearcat.
Oh.
It's insane.
What's in that?
It's like a cream cheese kind of ice cream with the Oreos and the chocolate chip.
Oh man.
And it's insane.
I don't think you can
Bearcat.
Okay, I see the vision. Because I don't think you can ever go wrong with some type of Oreo in ice cream.
Can't.
Just crumbled up, crunched, break them down. They could be bigger pieces. Yeah. Like, it's just.
And I like the black raspberry chocolate chip from Grater's too. I love it.
You know what? I have had that.
Yeah. You get on a chip wheelie, or you can get in it's nuts.
You a waffle cone guy or a waffle bowl guy?
No, I'm not a cone guy.
Okay. But could you rock out with the waffle bowl?
I can. I think the waffle cone is just, it's too much work.
I got you.
Just holding in and just devouring the whole thing. It's just like, if it's in a bowl, it's gone.
I'm not a cone guy either.
Yeah. No, I ain't gonna sit there and lick
the
cone.
Just let me.
I ain't doing that.
I'm not mad at you there. I am not mad at you there. We're going to get into some wide receiver stuff with you because you know that position very, very well. I asked Shefty this earlier, just the whole T. Higgins situation. You're from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know how this Bengals front office operates and has operated for a very long time. They have until July 15th, Depot, to get a deal done. We heard from Shefty. He told us earlier it seems like there's a very slim chance that that's going to happen. T. Higgins, his mindset now, right? On the cusp of obviously, hopefully a successful team season, but also for him on the other side of team success, hopefully is going to be generational wealth. He just got that with $21.8 million on the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. But we know what these guys want, and it's years, right? You want the years of security and the guaranteed money. Where do you think he's at right now, playing that position going into a season where he doesn't have the protection that he necessarily wants?
I think by all means, it's business for T. Higgins this year. This is a contract year. This is one of the years where you do have to show your value. And I think staying in shape, being healthy, having your best, highly most productive year, being able to be called upon on a third and long, showing that you're the number two option, or maybe even in some situations, a potential number one option for T. Higgins. This is the year to show it. So for him, it's all focus. You can get into the contract talks if you want, T. I don't think he's there. I think he's concentrated on production.
Because with the production is going to come the bag.
Yes.
And I think there will be, a couple teams that'll line up to say, if we don't have a number one, we want you to be our number one.
Yes.
I think, no doubt. I think he can be that type of guy because he's been very productive alongside Ja'Marr Chase. And just imagine, if you go somewhere else and you get those extra 50, 60 targets, whatever it's going to be, from that team. Before we get to your top five wide receiver room, CB, did you find a second winner for the other $50 Skyline Chili gift card?
Yeah, congrats to Daniel in Columbus. He knew the correct answer was Cam Ward down at Miami.
Okay, shout out to you, Daniel. Thanks so much for giving us some of your time. Thanks for listening and enjoy some of them dogs. You can get it with three-way over. Did you like the
three-way? No. I'm a Coney, everything. Okay. Extra onions just like you. Yeah. Mustard on that, baby.
Okay, that's all you need.
Now, cherry Coke and I'm out of there.
Oh, see.
Oh, well, they do Pepsi at Skyline.
Cherry Pepsi's not bad, but cherry Coke, that's
the one.
One of my best friends, everything go good with a cherry Coke.
Yes, sir.
You mix some of dark in there, you put on the weekend, everything go good with a little bit of cherry Coke. So we're about to have some fun because Depot's about to reveal his top five wide receiver rooms in the National Football League. You could do this however you want. You could start from the bottom, take it to the top, or we could go from the top and go to the bottom. How do you want to do this?
Let's start with honorable mention.
Oh, man, you got extra credit?
I do.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Hold on.
Under promise, over deliver.
I like that. Let's go honorable mention. Who is in that category?
My honorable mention are the Packers. With young Christian Watson and Jaden Reed, he went from Michigan State. A lot of people don't really realize that this dude is a player until you play against him. Gotta have the Packers in there. And then also the Titans. You have really with Hop. And can we get Burke to be healthy for a year? Those guys have some firepower down there.
How about Tyler Boyd, too?
Exactly.
They bring in Tyler Boyd.
Exactly.
I like where you're at with Green Bay. Because, Depot, I don't know if they have a guy.
Yeah.
They got guys.
They got guys.
They got guys. They so got Packers guys. Yeah. And Tennessee Titans coming in at the honorable mention slot. Yeah. I can rock with that.
Anywhere from 6 to 10. These are all random. I just got to give them that respect because you're talking about guys who have been doing it for a long time. And I think these groups fall in that category. The Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase and our guy T. Higgins, who we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And, they're newly drafted receiving Burton. We'll see how they shake out. Also, you got to give some Puka Doncic some love. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. Those guys have been doing that at a high level. And got Matthew Stafford.
And just to be clear, these guys are not in your top five.
These are my 6 to 10.
Okay, this is 6 to 10.
This is 6 to 10. And then there you got the Eagles. You got the Eagles. You got to throw those guys. And you got to give AJ and Devontae Smith some love. He just picked up a bag this year. And then also, Debo and those 49ers. I hope they get the BA deal done. But Ricky Pearsall is a dude. He's a dude. And don't get it twisted. He has all of that. He has that.
And he has the play caller.
Yes.
Which I think is very important with Kyle Shanahan. So, I like that. Okay.
And so now we're going to go to number five. You got to give the Seahawks some love. Metcalf, JSN, and a guy who's been doing it for a long time, Tyler Lockett. I really like their receiver core. So they're coming in for me at five. And then this might be surprising to a few other people, but the Vikings, I have them at four.
Hey.
I got, and he can't, and I don't know if you know, but he doesn't go by JJ anymore. He goes by Jets because J.J. McCarthy is there. He took that
He's
name.
Jets.
So he's just Jets.
He's Jets.
Justin Jefferson.
You know what you could call him? 100-plus million guarantee.
Yes, you could call him the bag man. You can call him the bag man. And then also Jordan Addison really loved that USC product in his production, especially when Jordan Jefferson was hurt. He's reliable. And then the emergence of Powell, too, as well. I really like that group. Number three for me, I just – want to see a healthy Odell, but I'm going to throw the Dolphins in there with Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Odell Beckham. I really like that group. They're going to play fast. Mm-hmm. The only problem with them is when it gets cold, they disappear. They disappear. And that's not their fault. They just live in Miami. Number two, because of our guy, C.J. Stroud, Nico, Tank, Stephon Diggs.
Talk about it.
Schultz.
Talk about it.
Kate Texas. Stover. The pride.
H-Town.
Stover Farms himself.
H-Town.
Got to throw up the horns, man. I'm Texans, C.J. Stroud and gang. So, and then number one for me is the Chicago Bears.
Wow.
They have.
You're in. You're all in.
I'm in on Rome and Dunze.
You're all in.
I'm in on Rome. Okay. I'm a believer. Kenan Allen. What route? What do you want?
I'm open.
You want the what?
I'm open.
The slant. what do you want? Slot or on numbers? I'll give it to you. Yeah. Kenan Allen. And then DJ Moore. Mm-hmm. Quietly has been just consistent.
Yeah.
Just quietly been a dude. I got to give them the number one spot this year. I hope Caleb Williams is able to deliver the ball to these guys because these guys are going to be open.
There we go. It's good work out of you.
Okay.
Good work out of you. So number one on the board for Depot is the Chicago Bears. Number two is the Houston Texans. Miami Dolphins at three. Minnesota Vikings at four. Seattle Seahawks at five. I want to ask you real quick about Odunze. I like him too. He's a baller.
Let me make this disclaimer.
Go ahead.
Everybody. I went off of three solid dudes for my top.
That's fair.
You got to have three dudes for me. You can't have a 1-2 punch. No. Because one of them could be hurt. But if you got three solid guys, you made the top five. So
you
I
got
just
some
want to
insurance.
Make sure I mentioned that.
I got you. You got some insurance there. Does it bring you a little bit of pause when it comes to Odunze after what you saw JSN go through last year? Meaning, yes, we all believe in him as a talent. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a dude. We know JSN is going to be a problem for years.
Yeah.
But the growth can get stunted just a little bit because of how good DJ and Keenan Allen are. How worried are you about that?
No, I think JSN came on when he was healthy.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people were hard on JSN. I mean, the dude battled a broken wrist. He was coming off a hammy.
Right.
He just needed to get healthy. And then you saw later in the year, his game-winning touchdown, it was reminiscent of the Rose Bowl against Utah, the same over-the-shoulder. That's what he does when he's healthy. I don't think that was JSN's problem. It was health. But I think in terms of Rome, he's been healthy. He has size. He's fast. He seems like a smart guy. He's going to pick up on the concepts. And then you came in with a quarterback. It's almost like Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton coming in together. He's looking for his rookie, homie. He's looking for his guy. So I think he won't get stunned at all.
Okay. They're going to be a fun offense to watch. That is for sure. We got a pre-snap read segment coming up next. And a former All-Pro on defense in the NFL is giving his take on the Ja'Marr Chase extension that could be coming from the Bengals front office. You'll hear from him after the break. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
If your idea of the perfect radio show is all Buckeyes all the time, then it's your lucky day, Slappy. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rockman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by the Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, before we get to some Ja'Marr Chase action, let me let you know that at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. And you can see for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. My Red Legs, CB's Red Legs as well. They're in Pittsburgh again. They fell last night, but I like who we have on the bump today. We had to face Paul Skeens yesterday, the Skeenom. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy how good that dude is. But we got a good dude as well, Nicola Dolo. I'm going with his over on K's tonight, CB. Give me the over for 6.5 K's on Nicola Dolo. The juice on that is -120. Five. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Bet365 is the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians. Download the Bet365 app today. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And may the odds be ever in your favor.
You a Hunger Games guy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had to get that going for the show.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Did you, did the new one do anything for you? The new one that is essentially a prequel.
I love prequels because I also want to, like, I want to know how we got to this crazy district society. Absolutely. I loved it. And Viola Davis, with the eye, it's crazy.
Incredible. With the little snakes that she was cooking up, all the crazy stuff she had going on in there. Had our guy, Tyrion Lannister. He was, he made the boards, right? He kind of made the game itself. Were you ever a Game of Thrones guy?
No. I'm a Lord of the Rings guy.
Okay.
But I just
couldn't connect with it.
It's just the drama of Game of Thrones. It's more about the drama than the majestic lifestyle of me.
So
it's
do you want more sci-fi?
I'm a sci-fi.
You want more sci-fi stuff?
I need deep. Like I think the reason the general public likes it is because it's the drama within that world, and they're like okay with, like, my wife likes it and she don't like sci-fi, so I'm like, what element of this show do you like? So I watched it, I was like, oh, you like the drama, it ain't really, oh, you like the storylines, you like the, oh, he and her, and oh, she,
it is book based,
her dad with her friend. I'm like, see, this is why this isn't really about,
oh man,
dragons.
See, I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it, because to me, I think you get that perfect blend of the drama, the soap, you know, the soaps and all that.
That's
with the
sci- like
with
like,
the sci-fi
like the,
stuff
you
too.
You like the messy stuff, Maddie. You like it?
You know, I do like a little mess. I'm not gonna lie. I do like a little mess every once in a while.
Messy.
But the reason why I brought that up is because right now they have House of the Dragon on, which is the prequel to all the events.
Yeah.
And that the first episode was crazy. Absolutely crazy. Chris Harris, he was one of the best corners, you know, in the NFL for a nice period of time.
No fly zone.
Absolutely, man. Yep. He was putting the handcuffs undrafted on some wide receivers. Oh, he was an undrafted guy.
He's one of the highest paid undrafted guys ever.
Now I need to know how much money he made.
Yeah, Chris Harris.
We gotta find out how much money.
Kansas. He went to Kansas.
Chris, oh, he's a Jayhawk.
He's a Jayhawk. He was there with Tlaib.
Wow, so they had those corners at the same time.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and that's off the dome right there.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's knowledge right
that's
there.
That's no Google.
So, okay, he was on the Kay Adams show, and he was asked about Ja'Marr Chase and a possible deal for him, and here's what he had to say about that.
This deal right here, I definitely see Chase coming up next and trying to beat that. You know, they got that little LSU rivalry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they might not say it, but trust me, they got a little inside rivalry. He's going to have the biggest deal, you know. And so I think Chase comes back and gets 35, even though it's going to be hard with Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right. It's easier with Jefferson because he has a rookie quarterback. You can double down on those guys.
Totally.
Especially when you don't have to pay the franchise quarterback. But I think Chase is definitely going to try to come get that for sure.
So 140 million, 110 of that was totally guaranteed for Justin Jefferson. That equates to $35 million a year. Do you think that same deal is/should be coming towards Ja'Marr Chase's bank account?
And it's so crazy. It's just because Ja'Marr Chase was the clear-cut better receiver in college, but he was overshadowed. You know, Jefferson was overshadowed by Ja'Marr Chase. But when you really think about it, you know, Justin Jefferson has been very fortunate and has been very productive. And I do believe Ja'Marr Chase still thinks that rings true, that I'm better than this guy.
So you're talking about when they were at LSU.
Of course.
Cooking with Joey B.
And he was one or two years older than Chase, too. Jefferson was.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Ja'Marr Chase is taking his time. He's really trying to build this up. But even if he's paid $100,000 more than Justin Jefferson, he'll take it. As long as it's more. What? Pay me $1 more.
You talk about messy and petty.
Like
that's what that would be.
Price is right. Like just $1.
It seems like they have a really good relationship, so I'm sure he, you know, needled him just a little bit.
Yeah.
On that, Chris Harris brought up a great point. The Vikings have the flexibility to do that.
They do.
The Bengals do not.
They don't.
And so that's why this is going to be a very fascinating contract, because the market has, it was booming. I mean, business was booming in the wide receiver world this offseason. You brought this up earlier. The Philadelphia Eagles, they took care of both their guys.
Yeah.
They hit A.J. Brown with a new deal. He is the second highest paid receivers when we talk, you know, annual value now at $32 million, but not too far behind him is Devontae Smith at $25 a year. And so I know I've talked to one Bengals fan, and they kind of want to use that as the blueprint for what the Bengals should do, because they did pay Jalen Hurts, and they're still committing this high-end money to their wide receivers. The problem is, for a guy like T. Higgins, he may view himself as a $30 million-plus type of guy. Mm-hmm. Devontae Smith is obviously willing to take, you know, $25 million, which gives you that wiggle room. So it can be done, but it would strain, obviously, the rest of your roster. He's not going anywhere, Ja'Marr Chase. He's going to be in Cincinnati for the foreseeable future. It's just all about, will he eclipse that number that Justin Jefferson got? Both those guys are absolutely worth it. They're in the prime. They're entering that prime window of age, right? You're talking about that 25 to 30 window. So the Bengal fan base is going to get the best from Ja'Marr Chase. And I just can't wait to see Depot what type of depth they have this year behind those two guys. Because, you know, to me, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. I like Tyler Boyd. He was nice at three. Maybe they get some stuff from Mike Gesicki. Maybe the tight end spot will eat up some of that production. But you mentioned Jermaine Burton earlier. You know, is it Yoshi Vosh? Is it, you know, Trent Irwin? Like, I don't know. That's a question mark for me when we talk about the Bengal offense this year.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I'm excited. I think Mike Gesicki adds an element of, you know, run after catch, tight end being able to win over the middle. Yep. That kind of replaces that Tyler Boyd aspect of, you know, slot production, right? Yeah, I mean, and I'm all about seeing Mike Gesicki do the gritty.
Can we
with Ja'Marr Chase?
As long as he's working on it with Ja'Marr.
Ja'Marr's going to
get him right.
Ja'Marr's going to
please get him right. Real quick.
Get him on a tippy toes.
Side note, you mentioned Chris Harris from Kansas.
Yeah.
$68 million.
Yeah. Is that the highest undrafted?
I don't know, but I was just looking at his career earnings. Not too bad.
Yep.
For a guy coming from a basketball school. Those are your pre-snap reads for today. We're going to go back into the college football world with one of the best in the game, Tom Luganville. He covers recruiting, covers college basketball for ESPN. He's going to hop on next to talk about this 2025 Ohio State recruiting class and a lot more. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dog friendly. And if you ain't down with that,
we got two words for
you. This is Rothman and Ice.
Welcome back in. Matty Ice been chopping it up all day with the former Buckeye wide receiver Devere Posey. It's time to talk all things college football with one of the best in the game, Tom Luganville. Recruiting analyst, college football analyst, sideline analyst. He does it all. Love having this guy on. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you this afternoon?
Doing well, doing well. Great. Thanks awesome. For asking. Yeah, man. Let's start in the recruiting realm first, because Coach Day, his staff, it looks like they are really stacking up a very nice class for 2025. When you look at those guys or some of the guys in that class, hit us with some of the headliners for you.
Well, I think it's got to start with Tavion St. Clair, the quarterback. Anytime you have a level of momentum like Ohio State has, and you have what I would call a Pied Piper type guy in the class, that's a high profile quarterback, other guys tend to gravitate towards that. And I think that, you know, I still believe he's raw. I think he's got a ton of talent, but I think his upside to develop is really, really strong. And then, you know, I think the other thing, we break down recruiting guys. When we look at level of importance, for us, there's four what I call premium positions. Offensive line, defensive line, quarterback, and defensive cornerback. And we think that they've got the two best cornerbacks, Naeem Alford and Devin Sanchez, in the class, and they're both committed to the same class. And to me, that just doesn't happen very often. So I've been really impressed with the overall top-to-bottom wealth of talent. But again, the premium positions that are being addressed is really important, because we can look at a dozen different wide receivers, a dozen different running backs. You can find those guys. They're everywhere. But the premium spots that win championships are really hard to find. So if you can stockpile those guys, then you've got yourself a core nucleus that is got a chance to be fantastic. And, of course, we already know, you know, what Ohio State has done on the portal side of things, pushing their chips to the center of the table and essentially saying, we mean business. This is the new world order of college athletics, and we're going to participate to the fullest.
That's amazing, Tom, man. Good to speak with you. It's been a while, man. Wanted to ask you a question. Just as you really look into this class, and I know you just spoke about how well-rounded it is, and I know you're in the five-star world, but you also deal with the three-star world, and you look at guys like Patrick Mahomes and Tank Dell, mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, and those kind of guys who are those smaller, you know, star rankings coming out. Which guy in this class that might not have a four or five star ranking that you believe can develop in college? Because that is something that still happens in college development. And where's a guy at that you believe can become a star here at Ohio State?
So it's funny you asked that, because I was just talking the other day with our staff about high profile guys that we really, really like, that we think are just on the cusp. And so the first one that would come to mind for me would be Deshaun Stewart, the safety. He's about 6'2", 185 pounds. He's played some corner at the high school level too. And I just think from a physical maturity standpoint, if we looked at him and tried to project 2 to 3 years out, we're talking about a safety that, instead of being 6'2", 185, he might be 6'3", 205. And now all of a sudden he's that tweener, free safety, strong safety, hybrid linebacker that everybody loves to play with. And so he would be the first guy. It's so interesting that you asked me that question, because we sometimes put together ideas of pieces and articles that we're going to write about. And one of the ideas we were bantering back and forth was, you know, guys that are just so close to either being that four-star guy that we're convinced are a four-star guy now, or that we think's going to be in the next 2 to 3 years, because the whole entire thing's a projection, guys. I mean, we're dealing with 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. And no matter how much research you do, there are going to be unforeseen variables that are going to emerge for the good and the bad, right? And then how that prospect handles that, what they become, what situation are they in, who are they being coached by, who are the players that are around them. There are just so many variables and so many stars that have to align for things to work out for everybody.
No doubt about it. Tom Luganbill, college football and recruiting analyst from ESPN, joining us here on The Fan via the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tom, let's go down to Austin and talk about the Longhorn and their quarterback situation. Two-parter here. Where are you at with the game of Quinn Ewers? How you seen him evolve over the last year or two? And it looks like they just landed another big fish to add to their quarterback room. Take us inside what they have going on there.
Yeah, so let me start off with Quinn Ewers, because, and I'm going to go back 2 years with you, because I really felt that, and this is what happens in the world of the internet and the world of the coverage of recruiting and guys getting overhyped and overexposed, but you've got to consider that when they were going into the 2022 season, this was a player that had such high expectations, but when you looked at the timeline, he hadn't played organized football in almost 2 years. Because he had to forego his senior year in high school because he couldn't earn name, image, and likeness in the state of Texas. Then he goes to Ohio State, and all he does is hand the ball off one time in a game. And then he arrives at Texas, and now all of a sudden he's expected to be this seasoned veteran. Well, he hadn't played very much. And that season, our broadcast crew on ABC, we had them 2 to 3 times. And the one thing that I noticed about him was that he had a bit of a body language problem. He has a very even keel, kind of cool mentality. And when things are going good, he's Joe Cool. But that same mentality, whether he realized it or not, when things weren't going well, it came off as poor body language because there was this, oh, well, it's not that big a deal, like air to his personality. And going into last year's season, that was what I said about him in the offseason. People would say, well, what do you want to see from Quinn Ewers? I want to see him show some enthusiasm, show some energy, have a little bit of a chip, have a little bit of an edge to him, you know? And you know what he did? He went to work. He got his body in shape. He lost weight. He cut his hair and shaped up his image. And I think he really started to realize, if I'm going to be the quarterback at the University of Texas, it can't just be about completing passes. There's a responsibility that comes along with it, and I think he embraced it in a way that he hadn't going into the 2022 season. Now, if you're going to now go into the 2024 season and base things off of what I saw this last fall, we had them four times just by the stroke of luck on our ABC assignment. I think the thing that is so important for him is showing consistent production week in and week out. There were times during a quarter or during a half or during a game where you watched him and you said, geez, he just looks like he's out of sorts. He's just not all there. And then all of a sudden you'd watch him and he would look like he had a cape on. I mean, you're looking at him, you're going, this guy's unbelievable. So the next evolution for me is to balance that out. Be consistent. Be a consistent performer, series in, series out, quarter in, quarter out, game in, game out, because we already know he's talented, but the production, I think, can't have as much of a yo-yo effect as it's had in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you about the world of Alabama and having Kalen DeBoer down there. And a two-part question, does the transition happen immediately? And then also, for Lincoln Riley, in terms of transition, is he still in transition out of USC?
Yeah, so for Alabama, you know, it's so funny. Everybody says, oh, you know, who's going to take that job? And I was like, well, somebody's got to take it, right? I mean, Nick Saban's not going to be there forever. And they always say, well, don't follow the guy. Follow the guy that followed the guy. But I don't think the timing could have been any better for Alabama because there is such proof in the pudding of Kalen DeBoer's skills as a program developer and as a winner going all the way back to the years at the NAIA schools and the Division II schools. And then obviously what he did at Indiana as a coordinator, Fresno as a head coach, Washington as a head coach. They've grinded and really kicked tail in recruiting. I just think it was a magical hire, a very tough hire because of who you're following, but probably the best hire Alabama could have made, and a guy that offensively I think there's not anybody better in college football right now. You can make the argument that the best offensive production in college football over the last 3 to 5 years has been a combination of Kalen DeBoer at Washington and Fresno State. And I think there's a lot of evidence to that. Now, you asked me about SC. I think SC is a long way away still on defense. You can change the coaches. You can change the approach. Yes, I think that's going to help. I do think they will be improved significantly from that side of things. But you still got to have players, guys. And you know, I know a lot of coaches and a lot of guys that are labeled as gurus that are coaching the best players. And all of a sudden, you don't have players. You're not a guru anymore. And, you know, Lincoln Riley, offensively, you could argue, has done the best job with quarterbacks and consistency on offense over the last 8 years of college football as anybody that's coached the game. But his negligence on the defensive side and the personnel on the defensive side, going back to Oklahoma, has been pretty significant. And I think that the leash is getting shorter. And if they don't show distinct improvement on the defensive side of the ball, guys, I don't really care how good they are on offense. Have you looked at their schedule? I mean, their schedule is brutal.
Yep.
Not to mention they open with LSU.
Right. Yeah. It could get late early. Tom, that's an amazing breakdown on some hot topics around college football in the offseason right now. We'll let you get back to the summer stuff, and then the grind will be here before we know it, man. Love chopping it up with you. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate you guys having me as always. Take care.
Here goes Tom Luganville, ESPN college football and recruiting analyst with the Finish Line of the show. Next, we'll tell the truth. It's Rothman and Ice right here on the Fan.
When that alarm clock goes off, morning juice comes on. The perfect way to dominate your day or just lay around the house. Morning juice.
Weekdays at 6. The Fan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Twin Peaks, home of the 29 degree draft beer.
All right, CB, take us home, big dog. What you got cooked up for today?
All right, so I know with Matty Ice's bankroll, he's going to be okay with this National Day of Today, because the National Day of Today is National Splurge Day. Spend a little extra money to treat yourself. Mm. My question is, tell the truth, when you do get in the mood to treat yourself a little extra than maybe you're used to, what is maybe something you go for to get a little bit more of?
I'd love to hear your answer on this first.
I'm gonna buy myself some shoes, because I kind of like committed to not buying shoes because I had an addiction. And so when I'm splurging, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to go get some shoes. Mm-hmm. And it might be one, it might be two, it might be three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can splurge on some shoes, CB.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be either shoes or I will start piecing together outfits.
Oh.
Like, especially if I know, like, you know, there's some events coming up, yeah, you know, dinner, you know, just like a cookout, kickback, something. Like, I'll buy three or four outfits. And my problem is I'll do that, like, every couple months.
Uh-huh.
And I'll only wear the fit, like, a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm that guy. So I will splurge on outfits, but I will find myself more times than not on Nike.com.
Going crazy.
The cart is just 10, 11 items in there at all times. So, yeah, it's either clothes or shoes, CB, for me.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
All right, we now have a champion in the NBA, which means we get to focus on the next season already with my next question. Tell the truth, which NBA team is under the most pressure to win it all next season?
Philly. It's the Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
I'm looking at Philly, and here's why. How many times can you continue to run it back with Joel Embiid at the peak of his powers and not get a chip out of it?
Yeah.
They've been running into the wall in the Eastern Conference. Mm-hmm. Miami Heat, Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks. He is that difference maker type of guy. He can be the best player in the series, and I think win you a chip. His availability has been in question for a long time. Mm-hmm. They experimented with this when they went away from Jimmy Butler and ran it back with Tobias Harris. Now you have Tyrese Maxey, who I think can be a legitimate number two in a championship team. They might mess around and bring Paul George into the mix this offseason. Those guys, I think, were, you know, at one of the finals games, and seems like there's some recruiting there. So because of the stature that Joel Embiid has around the NBA, I'm looking at the Sixers. The Boston just got the monkey off their back. The Denver Nuggets did it 2 years ago. Giannis got his championship. Like Philly, this big man, you only have these guys in a certain window of time, Depot, as you know, especially at that size, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going with Philadelphia.
For me, it's just hard to decide between the Denver Nuggets, one of the recent past champions, who kind of got tripped up there. But that's a good team. That's a good team. Mike Malone was at the microphone talking crazy at the parade. I think they got pressure on him. And then also, for those people who say that the East was weak, and that the Miami Heat weren't healthy, and the Knicks weren't healthy, and all of a sudden, you know, Giannis and Dame. I think the Milwaukee Bucks got heat too, because they really made a play for Dame, mm-hmm. and I just really believe they are a past champion that has played championship basketball, but they've lost a lot of pieces. And if you're going to answer that bell in the East, it's going to be Boston again.
The truth? It's overrated.
All right, today's fan poll, the question is, how do you feel about Pascal Vincent's firing? Is it about time, wish he got one more year, or when do the Buckeyes play?
I mean, personally,
I did not make those choices either. I just want to let you know that.
Personally, because, CB, we had the chance to meet him last year, and he is a really good dude, like a genuine guy, very excited about the job, and he got thrown into a very, you know, dicey situation based off of how things unfolded. I'm in the category of wish he'd get one more year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah,
one more year. I think anybody that's asked to turn the whole organization around in less than 365 days is just crazy. It's just crazy.
And that, my boy, is the damn truth.
All right, we brought this up with Shefty earlier, the Brandon Ayuk FaceTime call with Jaden Daniels, where he said he doesn't think the 49ers want him back. Haven't gotten your full opinion on it in this way yet, so I'll ask, tell the truth. Do you believe that Brandon Ayuk thinks he's telling the truth?
I believe Brandon Ayuk is not telling the truth. I just believe, yes, they want you back, man.
I know.
They want you back, but at the same time, it's like, B.A., come on now. We got Christian. We got to get Purdy right in a couple years. We got Kittle. We got Debo already. Like, if you want to be a part of this, this is something beautiful. Like, you got to sacrifice something, you know? So we want you back. But, man, we can't get you for 32, 33 a year. Like, come on now. That's crazy.
I know. I think the odd man out eventually will be Debo. I think they definitely want to keep IU. You're high on Pearsall, and rightfully so. I think he can be a little bit of that in that system. Maybe not exactly that, because Debo's been a one-of-one with his dual threat ability, if you will, as a playmaker. So I don't think he's telling the truth, CB. They'll take care of him. It's just going to take a little time.
And the truth shall set you free!
If you missed Adam Schefter talking all things NFL, Brian Hedger talking the latest with the Columbus Blue Jackets, or Tom Luganbill talking recruiting in college football, wherever you get your podcast, type in Rothman and Ice. Those interviews and a lot more will be waiting for you. Don't forget, you can fire us up on the Fan app as well. Depot, appreciate your time, big dog.
Man, I'll be back Thursday.
Stay cool out there. I know you're swinging it here in the near future, so drink a lot of water, maybe some adult pops as well. Sir. Folks, thanks so much for your time. We will be back tomorrow. It's been Rothman and Ice right here on the Fan.
The only radio station still operating with an active booze cart.
I'm drunk right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, I am.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This NFL Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The New York Jets have the third best odds in the AFC East at +210. Their odds to make the playoffs this year are -170 to make and +140 to miss. Over under season win total sits at 9.5 games, and the Jets are 24-1 to win the Super Bowl. Good for a tie for the 11th best odds in the NFL. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Keels. How about a little college football? Ohio State coach Ryan Day noted in a media availability today that safety Caleb Downs has spent some time in meetings with the running backs group, and there have been some discussions about possibly getting him some snaps on offense. The whole possibility, says Coach Day, would be aimed at depth.
I think, you know, we feel like, you know, if you have, you know, four strong running backs going into it, then, you know, that's going to be enough to carry the season. I do think that the quarterbacks will run the ball more this season, so that should take some carries away from them.
Downs, one of the Buckeyes' big gets in the transfer portal, coming from Alabama. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, Edmonton at Florida. Panthers lead the Oilers 3-1. You can hear that game on ESPN Columbus. Baseball, Cincinnati Reds try and break a 3-game losing streak playing at Pittsburgh. Cleveland Guardians try and break a 2-game slide hosting Seattle. And the Columbus Clippers are at Worcester tonight. Breaking sports news, what it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play, from the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar.
Whether it's a walk-off granny or a base hit to center field, whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 and older, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.